How's everybody this evening?
各位弟兄姊妹，今天晚上好吗？
Can we say hello to each other?
我们能不能彼此问安？
I'm so happy to be with you.
非常的喜乐能够跟弟兄姊妹们在一起。
I remember last summer, as Brother Joe mentioned, how I was here with you.
我记得在今年夏天，就像旧弟兄所说的，和弟兄姊妹们见面了。
And I have a very good first impression.
我第一个印象对大家这个第一印象非常的好。
I was impressed that when I got out of our van that we were driving up here, that the young people were there willing and happily to welcome us.
当我们开着面包车从洛杉矶来到西雅图的时候，第一眼就看见我们许多年轻弟兄姊妹在那里非常热情的欢迎我们。
I was very impressed with the welcome of the young people.
这年轻弟兄姊妹对我们的欢迎叫我非常的印象深刻。
And of course, you know, the messages were a great blessing.
那个信息，特会的信息是一个最大的祝福。
But I remember Brother Joe, or one of the brothers, who one of the song leaders, was asking for the sisters to sing.And for the first time in my whole life, I heard something I never heard before.
然后当领事的弟兄要姊妹们唱一段诗歌的时候，那是第一次我听到从来未听见过的声音。
I thought the angels were singing.
我以为是天使们在歌唱。
And I looked around, and sure enough, it was the sisters.
然后我就转头到处看，哎，确实是姊妹们在唱。
And all of us who came up here from Westminster, California, we all felt that was a remarkable time.
然后我们一同从 Westminster 这个聚会来的弟兄姊妹们都觉得说，那实在是一个太值得纪念的时刻。
I indeed feel like it is a great honor to be here tonight.
今天晚上得以站在这里是我极大的荣幸。
Let us turn to the Word of God in Romans.
那我们打开主的话语罗马书。
Let's turn to chapter 3 verse 24.
我们打开罗马书三章第二十四节。
Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
罗马书三章二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Chapter 4, verses 24 and 25.
第四章二十四和二十五节。
But for our sakes also, to whom it will be reckoned as those who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he who was delivered up because of our transgression, and was raised because of our justification.
四章二十四节，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
I do not know how that is written in the Chinese Bible, but the last phrase in the English version says raised because of our justification. ActuallyThe word justification is not a noun, but a verbal noun.
我不知道中文圣经是怎样翻的。那在英文里头呢，最后那句话就是在小字那边哈，说是为我们为我们称义复活了。那么那个是一个动名词。
So in our English version, it should be read.He was raised for our justifying.
所以那个称义是用动名词的形式来表示的。
Verse 10.
Chapter
5, verse 10.
五章第十节。
For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved.In his life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Verses
17 and 18. 17和18节。
For if by the transgression of one death reigned through one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men. 17节。
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank thee for your holy word.
主，为着你的圣言感谢你。
And we bow in reverence before your word.
主啊，我们匍匐在你的面前。
We thank thee your word is life-giving.
我们相信你的话语乃是赐生命的话语。
So we pray tonight that we might not only know the letter of the word, but also the spirit of the word.
所以主，我们祷告今天晚上，不仅我们听见了你话语的字句，更要得着你话语的灵。
May your anointing be upon the word.
愿你的膏油落在你的话语上。
We pray that your anointing will not be only upon John and I,but also, Lord, on everyone who's sitting here.
主啊，求你今天晚上膏油不仅涂在讲的和翻译的弟兄身上，也涂在每一位坐在这里听的每一位弟兄姊妹。
That we will speak as we ought to speak, but also hear as we ought to hear.
主啊，让我们说当说的，也听见我们当听见的。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。 Amen.
I was telling John this afternoon that in Southern California, in Orange County, there is a restaurant called the Crab House.
今天下午我向金台弟兄说，在我们 Orange County 那里有一个餐馆叫做螃蟹屋。
And over the doorway of this Crab House,
在那个进门的那个上方
are the words,The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
那么他那句话写的就是说，主要的事物就是将那个主要的事物当着主要的事物看。
Well, of course, for that crab house, the main thing was crabs.
当然，对那个螃蟹屋来说，那主要的东西就是螃蟹。
Of course, we're in a heavenly restaurant, and the main thing is not crabs.
当然我们是在属天的餐馆里面，所以我们的主要东西不是螃蟹了。
I believe we have the vision, the heavenly vision of God's purpose.
我们相信我们都有神的属天的旨意。
So the main thing must be Christ and the church.
所以在这个意象中，主要的事物就是基督和他的教会。
That is God's high purpose for man.
这是神对为给人的最高的旨意。
And tonight, or in these meetings, we are going to focus on one phrase.
今天晚上在这个聚会中，我们主要的要注意一个词，一个片语。
And that phrase is,In Christ Jesus.
这个片语就是在基督耶稣里。
So that will be the main thing during this conference.
这就是我们在这几堂聚会里头的主要的事。
Praise the Lord, Christ is our main thing.
赞美神，基督就是我们主要的事物。
As you travel across, the country and through the world, we realize everybody has their main thing.
当你在全国或是整个世界旅行的时候，你会发现每个人都有他主要的事物。
Everybody's main thing is according to that vision that they have.
每一个人他设定主要事物乃是根据他的看见。
So, you know, for the crab house down south, the main thing is crabs.
所以在我们南边的这个螃蟹屋，它的主要食物就是螃蟹。
But for us who are believers, the main thing should be Christ and the church.
但是对我们信主的人来说，我们主要的食物应该就是基督和他的教会。
Now I drew a little diagram, and I think they will show presently on the wall behind us.
我画了一个图现在就在我们的这个荧幕上。
And you could see a big circle, and you could see some items within the circle and some items outside the circle.
你看到这里有一个大圆圈，那么有许多字写在圆圈里头，那么也有一些写在圆圈的外头。
The circle represents Christ and all that is in Christ.
那么这个圆圈就是代表基督和在基督里的事物。
And during this week, we will cover four items, and they are itemized there for you.
在这里边我们有四个点。
We'll see something about justification.
我们讲到称义。
Identification.
认同。
Counteraction.
反制。
And integration.
整合。
Tonight, I'd like to focus on justification.
今天晚上我要着重地讲称义这件事。
Justification in Christ Jesus.
就是在基督耶稣里称义。
Now, this phrase, in Christ Jesus, occurs about seven times in the book of Romans.
在基督耶稣里这个词在罗马书里面出现的有七次。
It's a very unique phrase, a very wonderful phrase.
那么这是一个非常独特，也是非常奇妙的词。
The phrases in Christ, in Jesus Christ, in Him, in whom, in the Lord, are phrases that are mentioned around 130 times in the New Testament.
那么还有几个词就是在耶稣里在耶稣基督里在他里面等等大概出现的总共有130次之多。
But this one phrase, in Christ Jesus, is a very special phrase.
但是在基督耶稣里这个片语却是很特别的。
And it has a very special meaning to it.
那么对我们呢有特别的意义。
It means, as we have below the title, the second line there, it means simply, in the sphere of life.
而这个片语的意思就是我们第二行的字，在新生命的范围里。
What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus?
究竟在基督耶稣里是什么意义呢？
It means to be in the sphere of new life, life that is always new.
那么意思就是说在那个新生命的范围里而在这里生命永远是新的。
And so I hope that we would look at this according to the book of Romans.
愿我们照着罗马书所启示的我们来看这句话。
So first of all, tonight we'll cover justification in Christ Jesus.
所以今天晚上我们要交通在基督耶稣里称义。
And the emphasis we want to bring out tonight is the new position of life.
那么今天晚上我们所要强调的就是新生命的生命的新地位。
Now justification means a few things. I think we're probably familiar with the meaning of that word.
我相信对于称义这个词我们都知道它的意义。
It's mostly used in a negative sense.
常常我们是用在消极面的。
It mostly it refers to the cancellation of our history of sin.
好像就是用来除去我们罪恶的历史。
It means that we have been pardoned from our guilt.
好像我们从那个罪恶中得着了赦免。
And it means that we have a new standing in the eyes of God, a righteous standing in the eyes of God.
讲到我们在神面前有一个义的地位。
So that God has declared us righteous before Him.
所以神就称我们为义了。
But I'd like to suggest tonight that this justification in Christ Jesus takes us a step further.
但今天晚上 我要说这个称义呢，把我们带比刚才所说的义更往前。
Justification is more than just dealing with our negative past.
所以称义不仅仅是对付那些负面的事物。
And of course, that is very important.
当然这些都是很重要的。
And it's more than just us being declared before the eyes of God righteous.
也不仅仅是讲到说在神的眼中我们被称为义。
And of course, that's wonderful.
当然这实在是太奇妙的事。
But I'd like to suggest that justification in Christ Jesus has something to do with the sphere of new life.
但今天晚上我要提到说称义呢乃是在基督耶稣里新生命的一个新范围。
And to bring this extra point out, I'd like to turn to about three verses.
那么为了这个我们再看另外三节的经文。
Let's look at Romans 3:24.
我们再来看罗马书三章二十四节。
It says, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
Now here we have a justification.
这里我们谈到称义。
A justification through redemption that's in Christ Jesus.
那就是在基督耶稣里因着他的救赎得以白白称义。
Now here you have a hint that justification is related to life.
在这里我们好像得到了一个暗示，称义呢是跟生命有关的。
Simply because of this term in Christ Jesus.
就是因着在基督耶稣里这个词。
It doesn't say in Jesus, it doesn't say simply in Christ, but it says in Christ Jesus. Why?
这里他为什么不说在耶稣里，在基督里，为什么他一定要说在基督耶稣里呢？
Now, terms like Jesus, Jesus Christ, Christ are His names, His titles, before His death and resurrection.
当我们用在耶稣里，在耶稣基督里，在基督里，一般我们呢是指着他未复活以前那一段说的。
But Paul here reverses the name Jesus Christ to Christ Jesus.
那么在这里，保罗把这个他对调了过来，就是变成在基督耶稣里。
Jesus Christ refers to his person and work before his death and resurrection.
所以耶稣基督乃是指着他复活以前的名字。
But Christ Jesus refers to his person and his work after his resurrection.
那是基督耶稣呢，乃是指着他在复活以后说的。
So here in Romans 3:24, you see a hint of resurrection life.
所以在罗马三章二十四节里面，我们似乎看见了一个暗示。称义呢，乃是与他复活生命有关的。
It is speaking about justification in union with the resurrected Christ.
所以呢，是说到称义是与他的复活相连的。
So then let's go on to chapter 4.
那么我们再看。第四章。
In verse 25, it says, He who was delivered up, that refers to his death, because of our transgression, was raised for our justifying.
我们看小字，四章二十五节，小字的地方。耶稣是为我们的过犯交付了，是为我们称义复活了。
Here it's a little bit clear, a little bit more explicit,that Christ's resurrection is related to our justification.
这里好像是更清楚的更描述到我们的称义那是与基督的复活有关的。
Christ was raised for our justifying.
这里讲到说是为我们称义复活了。
So this means that justification deals with much more than pardon from our sins.
所以这里就是讲到说，称义他所做的还超过于把我们的过犯赦免了。
Rather, justification brings us into a position of life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是讲到说，称义乃是把我们带到基督耶稣里那个生命的地位上。
This matter is a matter of position.
所以这件事情乃是讲到地位的问题。
And so, when we talk about justification related to resurrection, we have to realize that the Lord's work in His resurrection brought us into a union with the resurrected Christ.
所以当我们讲到说称义与复活有关的时候，那是讲到说借着称义他把我们带进与基督复活的基督的联合。
Now, we have to make one thing clear. We have to show the difference between regeneration and justification.
但是我们要把称义和重生这两个词呢，要把它分别清楚。
Regeneration has to do with the impartation of life into the believer.
在重生这个词里头呢，是讲到我们基督徒从神那里得着一个生命。
But justification by resurrection has something to do with the location of life in the Lord.
而称义呢，是讲到在基督里面那个位置。
We shouldn't confuse regeneration with justification by resurrection.
我们不要把这个重生和借着复活而称义把它混淆了。
Regeneration is like putting water in the cup.
重生呢好像是把水倒进杯子里面去。
But justification has something to do with bringing the cup under the water.
而称义呢乃是把杯子整个的浸到水中去。
You can see that justification precedes regeneration.
所以我们看称义乃是在重生之前。
If you're going to get the water under the faucet, you have to put the cup in the right position under the faucet.
如果你想要把水倒到杯子里面去，那我们就一定要把杯子拿到这个水龙头的底下。
That illustrates justification.
那这个是讲到称义。
Justification puts us in the right position in union with the resurrected Christ so that we can have access to his life.
称义呢乃是把我们带到与基督能够连结的那个情况里面。
But after the cup is located under the faucet, then it can receive the water, right?
当我们把杯子放在这个水龙头底下的时候，我们就可以得到水。
And that illustrates regeneration.
那就是讲到重生。
So justification by his resurrection brings us in union with the resurrected Christ so that we can receive life.
所以借由复活得称义，那是把我们带到能够得着基督。
So under this point up here, under a new position of life, we have four words beginning with S.
所以在生命的新地位里面有四个字是用 S 开头的。
And that is surrounded, separated, secured, and supplied.
是被包围、被分别、被保全和被供应。
Now in Christ Jesus, we mean by that that we are in a new sphere of life.
在基督耶稣里呢，讲到在生命的一个新的范围里。
And if we could only know our position in Christ, then we could turn on life upon our demand.
如果我们知道我们所站的地位，我们就可以把按照我们的需要，把生命的源头打开。
For many years, you know, I've heard many messages on life and life and life, but I couldn't turn it on when I need it.
我有很多年一直听见生命、生命、生命这些的话语，可是我就是没有办法把这个生命的这个开关打开来。
And I think we have to understand the position for life.
我们要了解就是生命的地位。
Life is located in Christ Jesus.
生命乃是在基督耶稣里。
If you realize that life is in Christ Jesus, then we know where this life is located.
所以如果我们知道生命是在基督耶稣里的话，我们就知道生命究竟是在哪里。
Then we know how to access the life.
那我们就可以去接近这个生命的源头。
Life is not in me.
生命不在我的里面。
It's not, if I want to find it.
好像我要去发现它。
But life is in Christ Jesus.
生命呢是在基督耶稣里。
You know, in the business world, you have them saying what the secret of business is. They say there are three things to the secret of a successful business.
在商业上，他们说一个生意的成功有三个要点。
Number one, location.
第一就是地点。
Number two, location.
第二是地点。
And number three, location.
第三也是地点。
How many have ever heard that?
有多少人听过这个？
That's the secret to a successful business. Location, location, location.
所以一个生意的成功，它的三个要点就是地点，地点，地点。
Well, spiritually speaking, there is a secret to how we can touch this life.
在属灵方面来说，我们也是有一个秘诀，就是从哪里你可以去接触到这个生命。
How can we successfully be in touch with life?
我们如何非常顺利的去接触到这个生命？
Well, I like to say it's location, location, location.
它的要点也是地点，地点，地点。
If you know where the location of this life is, then you can turn on life.
如果你知道这个生命的位置在哪里，你就可以把这个生命的源头打开。
And I'm so happy the Lord says, I am the resurrection and the life.
我非常高兴知道说，主说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
The Lord said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
主说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So justification puts us in the position to receive life.
所以称义就是把我们放在一个地位上，能够去接触这个生命，得着生命。
And not only that, but the Lord has put us in Christ Jesus.
不仅这样，主乃是把我们放在基督耶稣里。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30,
在哥林多前书第一章三十节。
It says, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So by the Father's doing, by the Father's operation, he has put all believers in Christ Jesus.
借着我们的父他的作为，我们就能够被摆在基督耶稣里。
And once we're in him, then he becomes life to us.
当我们在他里面的时候，他就成了我们的生命。
Isn't that wonderful?
那不是很奇妙吗？
Is it hard for you to say amen?
你说 amen 难不难呢？
It is wonderful that we can touch life in Christ Jesus.
这是非常奇妙的事，我们可以接触到耶稣基督的生命，在基督耶稣里。
Well, to be in Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里
is to be in the sphere of new life. I'm repeating myself.
就是在新生命的范围里。
But I believe that these four words beginning with S will help to define what this means.
这四个从 S 开头的字就帮助我们来定义这是什么意思。
So first of all, the word surround.
第一个就是被包围。
To be in Christ Jesus means we are surrounded with life.
头一个讲到我们在基督耶稣里，乃是讲到我们被生命所包围。
To be surrounded in the sphere of life is much more than to be surrounded by a circle of life.
被生命的这个圆球所包围，跟被一个生命的圆圈所包围是不一样的。
We're not only encircled with life, we're surrounded with life.
我们并不是被一个圆圈的这个生命的圆圈圈住，我们乃是被一个生命的球体把我们罩住。
May the Lord open our eyes and warm our hearts to see what He has done.
愿主开我们的眼睛，也使我们的心火热起来，能够看见他所做成的。
We have been put into a sphere of life where we are surrounded by life.
我们被放在一个生命的球体里面，被这个生命完全的包围了。
A circle is something in front and behind and on both sides.
一个圆圈就是在我们前面，在我们后面和在我们的两旁。
A circle is one dimensional.
一个圆圈那是一个一维的这个空间。
But a sphere is multi-dimensional.
而这个球体那是多维的空间。
So to be in a sphere of life means that there's life before us, life behind us, life beside us, as well as life above us and life below us.
所以在一个生命的球体里面的意思就是生命乃是在我们的前面后面左右还有上和下。
So to be in Christ Jesus means we have Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ beside us, Christ above us, and Christ below us.
所以在基督耶稣里呢，是讲到我们呢是基督呢是在我们的前面、后面、左边、右边、上面和下面。
And this Christ is our life.
而这个基督就是我们的生命。
So to be in Him as life means we have life before us and life behind us.And life beside us, and life above us, and life below us. Hallelujah!
所以在基督里就是在生命里，那就是说在我们的前后左右上下都是满了生命。Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen!
Well, number two is separated.
第二个就是被分别。
To be surrounded with life also means we are separated.
在这个生命的这个被包围的情况，同时也说到我们是被分别的。
According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, it talks about we are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
在哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
It says, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new.
而且讲到说，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So, to be in the sphere of life also separates us from everything outside.
所以在这个生命的范围里，就把我们与所有外面的事物都隔开了。
To be in the sphere of life separates us from all the old things, the carnal things, the worldly things that's without.
所以在生命的这个范围里面的时候，就把我们所有旧的、肉体的和这些属世的完全都分别了。
We've been studying the life of Abraham, down in the church in Westminster.
我们在 Westminster 聚会的时候，也在这个我们一起查考亚伯拉罕的生命。
And we, as you all know, realize that Abraham is the father of faith.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕呢是信心之父。
He is our example of faith.
他是我们信心的榜样。
He is the model of our faith.
他是我们信心的模型。
Abraham really pioneered the pathway of faith.
而亚伯拉罕实在是信心这个路上的先锋。
But probably the key word to Abraham's faith is separation.
而对亚伯拉罕来说，他一个最主要的字眼呢，就是分别。
And so Abraham was separated from his countrymen in the Ur of Chaldeans.
首先他是与他在乌尔那边的这些同胞们分别了。
Then he got hung up halfway to Canaan, in the Promised Land, at Haran.
他就被带到了这个从乌尔到迦南的中间点的那个哈兰那里。
Then God had to do a second separating work.
神要再做一个第二次的分别的工作。
God separated Abraham from his family, from his father who held him back.
那个时候神就是把他与他的家人，就是他的父亲那位把他拉住的那个父亲分别了。
So Abraham was separated not only from the idols, but also from his family.
所以亚伯拉罕不仅是被从偶像里分别出来，而且也与他的家人分别。
Then Abraham came down to Canaan, and after arriving there, he backslid into Egypt.
当亚伯拉罕进了迦南之后，后来他又跑到埃及去。
Then God had to do a third separating work to separate him from Egypt, which represents the world.
那时候神在做第三次的分别，就是从埃及分别出来，也就是从世界分别出来。
Then in chapter 13, God had to do another separating work.
到了创世纪第十三章的时候，神要再做下一个分别。
You know, Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen were quarreling.
就是罗德和亚伯拉罕的仆人们，他们在那里争闹。
There were not enough pasture land to feed their flocks.
在那里好像不够草原来喂养他们的牛羊。
There was strife between them.
他们在中间就起了争战。
Well, I don't want to get into the story, but I want to make this point.
我不想再进到太深这个故事里头，但是我要讲一个点。
Eventually, God gave Abraham the wisdom to separate himself from Lot.
那时候，神就给亚伯拉罕一个智慧，就是与罗德分别。
Lot represents a believer.
罗德代表的就是一个信徒。
But Lot was a carnal believer, Abraham was a spiritual believer.
但是罗德呢，他却是一个属肉体的信徒，而亚伯拉罕是一个属灵的信徒。
So eventually, number four, God separated Abraham from a carnal believer.
所以至终神就叫亚伯拉罕与属肉体的信徒分别开来。
I need to give you a word of caution.
我要给你一个警告。
Yes, we are to be separated from other believers, but we are never to be divided from other believers.
我们需要跟一些的信徒有分别，但是呢，却不是分类。
Sometimes believers go a worldly and carnal way, and of course, God calls for a separation unto Himself.
有时候一些信徒呢，他们走到了这个属世属肉体的路上去了，那么神就呼召我们呢，要与这样的人有分别。
But the separation gets deeper in Abraham's life.
但是这个分别呢，在亚伯拉罕身上却产生一个更深的生命。
Eventually, Abraham had to separate himself from Ishmael.
后来亚伯拉罕需要与以实玛利来分别。
And then,God called upon Abraham to make the ultimate separation, and that is from his own son, beloved son, Isaac.
最后最高的分别呢，是亚伯拉罕与他最心爱的他的独生的爱子以撒分别。
But eventually God raised him up and gave him back to Abraham in resurrection.
但是最后神却叫以撒如同从死里复活一样回到亚伯拉罕那里。
Now I mentioned to you,In Abraham's life, there are many separations.
刚才我们提到，在亚伯拉罕的生命中有许多次的分别。
And I think in our Christian life, there are many separations.
那在我们基督徒的生命里面，也会有很多次的分别。
Maybe you're at the stage where the Lord is requiring you to separate yourself from the world.
也许你是在一个阶段，神是要你与世界分别的。
Maybe the Lord is calling upon you to separate yourself from other things.
或者是神呼召你 叫你与一些其他的事物要分别。
Well, we have to realize one thing, to be in Christ Jesus, to be in this new sphere of life, we are separated from everything without.
但是我们要认识到在基督耶稣里，在这个新生命的范围里，我们与这个生命外围的其他事物通通都是要分别的。
And to make our life in Christ Jesus, more wonderful and with more growth, the Lord will require separation.
为了叫我们在基督耶稣里这个生命能够更达到它的奇妙和更美好的成长，神就要求我们要有许多的分别。
Then there's a third word beginning with S, that's secured.
那么第三个字就是被保全。
Abraham was surrounded with life, separated with life, and now he is secured with life.
亚伯拉罕他被生命所包围，所分别，那么现在又来到被保全这个地位。
To be in Christ Jesus is to be secured and protected.
说到在基督耶稣里，意思就是我们是被保护、被保全的。
There's a, I think an illustration of this is that in recent years we have this new organization, new thing that the government brought out called Homeland Security.
那么关于这个被保全，我们一个很好的例子就是我们最近大家都很注意的是讲到这个本土安全的问题。
And of course this has been quite a task to give us security as we're at the airport, to give us security in the city, to give us security in our homeland.
这个是非常大的一个考验，就是看看我们能不能让机场成为安全，在我们的本土每一个地方都成为安全。
But I can tell you one thing, our best homeland security is to be in Christ Jesus.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹们，我们最好的本土安全呢，那是在基督耶稣里。
We really are secured in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里实在真实的被保全了。
When you are in the sphere of new life in Christ Jesus, you are protected from all the enemies that surrounds us.
当你在基督耶稣里这个范围里面的时候，你乃是被保护，离开掉所有一切有害于我们的仇敌。
I suppose a good illustration of this is a turtle.
我想一个很好的比方就是乌龟。
A turtle, you know, whenever there's danger lurking nearby,He pulls his head in, he pulls his arms and legs in, that his shell is his homeland security.
乌龟发现有危险的这个东西靠近他的时候，他就把头缩进来，把脚和手也都缩进他的这个壳里面去。那么这个壳就是乌龟的这个本土保全。
Praise the Lord, Christ is our homeland security.
赞美神。基督就是我们的本土的保全。
Sometimes we have to pull our heads in and pull our arms in and pull our legs in into Christ.
所以有些时候我们实在需要把我们的头、我们的手、我们的脚就把它缩到基督里面。
In the Ephesians chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章里。
The apostle told us to put on the whole armor of God.
使徒保罗要我们穿上全副的军装。
So to be in Christ Jesus, to be in this new sphere of life, is to be within the armor of God.
所以讲到在基督耶稣里，在这个新生命的范围里，也就是在这个神的全副军装里。
Now Christ is every aspect, every equipment of that armor.
我们的主耶稣基督乃是这个全副军装的每一个方面，每一个器具。
Sometimes, you know, the enemy attacks us with suspicious thoughts. Sometimes the enemy will attack us with fear. We need to be within the security of Christ as our armor.
所以有些时候，仇敌把一些怀疑的思想或是惧怕用来攻击我们的时候，那我们就需要被保护在耶稣基督里。
Then we have another word beginning with S, the fourth one, supplied.
那还有一个字就是被供应。
Now when you're in Christ Jesus, we are fully supplied with life.
当你在基督耶稣里的时候，我们乃是得着生命丰满的供应。
So not only are we surrounded, not only are we separated, not only are we secured, but praise the Lord, we're also supplied with Christ as our life.
所以我们不仅是被包围、被分别、被保全，而且呢是被供应的。
I'm reminded of this verse in Ephesians 1:3.
在以弗所书一章第三节里。
Where it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, where? In Christ.
在这里说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，这各样属灵的福气是在哪里呢？是在基督里。
Praise the Lord, in Christ is a place of abundant blessing.
赞美神，因为在基督里乃是这所有一切的供应祝福。
As you look at that verse of Ephesians 1:3, what do you think is the most important word in that verse?
那么在以弗所书一章第三节里面，你认为哪一个是最重要的字眼呢？
In Christ? Well, that's not what I have in mind. You probably are right, and I'm probably wrong, but that's not what I have in mind.
有人说最重要的是在基督里。我们弟兄说了，可能是你这样想，但是我不是想这个。
Could I have another guess?
你们再猜一猜看，还有一个字。Blessing?
Blessing? No, you still haven't hit it yet.
还没有达到重点。
Heavenly places.
Location.
Yes, location. Well, again, that's not what I have in mind. You probably are right. Because it fits in with the whole direction of my message. So you're guessing in Christ or heavenly places. And that is very good. Maybe I need to sit at your feet and hear from you. What?
Supply.
Not in verse 3. The word supply is not in verse 3. Okay, it's a three-letter word in the English language. It's the word has.
在英文里面是是不是四个。
Now, why did Brother Bill has? Why did
它是曾经的意思，是曾经。
Now why do I say that this is the most important word in this verse?
为什么我说这是整个这一节里面最重要的字呢？
It's because it's not future and it's not present. It's something we already possess. We have it in our possession.
因为这个字就告诉我们说，这个祝福不是将来的，也不是现在的，乃是已经都赐给我们了，是我们拥有的。
God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
这里讲到说，神已经把天上各样属灵的福气在基督耶稣里都赐给我们了。
This little word has means I already have possession of it.
这是讲到说我们已经得着了它。
It should help to encourage our faith.
这用来激励我们的信心。
It should help us to be bold to enjoy the blessings God has for us.
让我们能够放胆的来享受是神在基督里所给我们一切的祝福。
Well, this is part of the supplies. These spiritual blessings are the supplies in Christ Jesus.
这属灵的福气那是在基督里给我们的一个供应。
Now, I'd like to spend a little more time to illustrate these four words.
我想要再用一点时间再举例说明这四个字。
Because I feel that To be in Christ Jesus is such a fundamental, important, crucial matter in our Christian life.
因为我感觉在基督耶稣里乃是最重要、最基本，也是最具决定性的一个认识。
It's more than a teaching. It must be something we realize and enjoy.
因为它不能够停留在一个教导的层面上，乃是我们必须要真的认识它，而且能够去享受它。
May the Lord make real what it means to be in Christ Jesus as our new sphere of life.
愿神使在基督耶稣里，在新生命的范围里，成为我们一个真实的经历。
Well, I got a couple of illustrations.
我有还有两个例子来说明它。
I like to use the illustration of a deep sea diver.
我第一个例子要用的就是那个在深海里面潜水的人。
You know, a deep sea diver puts on his deep sea diving suit and he's ready to go to the bottom of the ocean.
当一个深海的潜水者他穿上他的这个潜水衣的时候，他就预备好可以潜到这个海底的最深处。
As he's at the bottom of the ocean, he's really not in the ocean, but he's in a sphere of life.
当他到达海底的时候，他事实上并不是置身在这个海底的环境中，而是在他这个生命的这个包围里。
He's connected with a life source above him.
他乃是连接到这个在他上头的一个生命的供应处。
Now I think the ocean represents the world, the planet on which we live.
这个海洋在这里就是如同我们所住的世界，这个地球我们所居住的。
Deep in the ocean, it's dark, and there's danger there.
在海底的深处充满了危险和黑暗。
But a deep sea diver in his diving suit is surrounded with an atmosphere of life.
但是这个深海的潜海者呢，他乃是在这个他的生命的包围里面。
What he is surrounded with also separates him from the risk, the dangers, the darkness, the deadly things of the ocean.
当他在这个范围里面的时候，他就被从海底里面的那些的危险、各样有害于他的这个环境分别开来。
He is surrounded with life, and he is also separated with life.
他这个时候不仅是被生命所包围，而且呢，被生命把他与危险隔绝。
That life in his diving suit separates him from the water without.
这个在他潜水衣里面的这个保护，就让他与这个外面的这个危险分开。
And not only is he surrounded and separated, but this diver is also secure.
他不仅被包围，被分别，而且这个潜水的人呢，他也被保全的。
His diving suit protects him from the danger, the risk of the ocean around him.
他的潜水衣就把他这个从海底个人的危险里面保护起来。
And he's also supplied with a fresh supply of air.
而且他也得着新鲜空气不断的供应。
I think this illustrates our life in Christ Jesus.
我想这个就是用来说明我们在基督里面的生命。
Like the ocean, planet Earth is full of darkness and death.
在海洋里，在这个世界里，我们看见的那是充满了黑暗和各样的危险。
We need to realize we are in a sphere of life in Christ Jesus.
我们所要认识的就是我们乃是在基督耶稣的生命里。
We don't have to suffocate on planet Earth.
我们不需要在这个地球上面来挣扎。
And of course, I'm speaking in a spiritual sense.
当然，我是指的属灵意义说的。
And not only are we surrounded, but we're also separated from the world.
我们不仅是被包围，而且我们呢是与世界分别了。
The Lord Jesus says that we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
主耶稣说，我们在世界，却不属这个世界。
So he puts us in Christ, as our sphere of life so that we could be in the world but not of the world.
因着他把我们摆在基督耶稣这个生命范围里，所以我们可以在世界却不属这个世界。
And we are also secured in Christ Jesus.
而且我们在基督耶稣里也被保全的。
You think of the harm and the danger down at the bottom of the ocean.
我们想到harm?
The harm, harmfulness.
我们想到在海底里面那个对我们有害的东西。
And in Christ, we have to realize that in heavenly places, there is principalities and powers. There's a demonic realm that's trying to oppress us and depress us.
我们知道在这个属灵界里面，在这个空中有那些各种的邪恶各种邪灵的工作，他们想办法要来使我们消沉，来压制我们。
But in Christ Jesus, I'm protected from the oppression and suppression and all the pressures of the enemy.
但是在基督耶稣里，就把我们从仇敌试图要加给我们的这些消沉和压制里面就保全起来了。
And not only that, but in Christ Jesus, I could feed on him as my bread of life. I could drink of him as the water of life. I am richly supplied with Christ.
而且在基督耶稣里我可以以他为生命的粮，活水的泉成为我生命丰富的供应。
I have another illustration.
我还有另外一个例子。
Not only is our Christian life like a deep sea diver.
我们基督徒生命不仅跟这个深海的潜水者它有点相似。
But we also have a corporate Christian life, which is like a spaceship.
我们还有一个团体的生命，那是像这个太空船。
You know, a team of men will get into a spaceship and he blasts off into outer space.
那么一组这个太空人呢，他们就进到这个太空船里面去，然后就飞上太空。
Outer space is an environment that's inhospitable to human life.
在那个外太空里面那个地方呢是对人来说是一个荒凉的地方。
But as long as these men in the rocket ship stays encapsulated in the spaceship, they are surrounded with life.
但是只要这些太空人都被一直摆在这个太空船的里面，他们就被保全。
In outer space, they have an environmentThat is compatible to human life.
在外太空的地方
compatible, friendly.
Can you say one more time?
In outer space, there is a, what did I say? there is an environment that's compatible or that's friendly to human life.
在外太空那里有一个环境对我们人的生命是友善的。
And not only are they surrounded with life, but they're also protected from all the forces out in outer space.
他们不仅是被生命所包围，而且他们被从外面这些危险保护起来。
This spaceship not only surrounds them with life, it separates them, it protects them,And they are also supplied with food and water.
所以这个太空船它不仅是被包围、被分别、被保全，而且呢，它里面有各样的空气、水和食物的供应。
For those servants of the Lord who live many years on planet Earth,
这些在地上生活很多年的人，
they realize what the real Earth is like.
他们就能够认识到什么叫做在地上真实的生活。
The real Earth is full of sin.
在这个真实的地呢，那是充满了罪恶的。
Full of the vanity of empty pleasures.
而且是充满了这些俗世的快乐的虚空。
Full of passion and hostility and war.
那里面充满的乃是人的热情和成功发达。
Brothers and sisters, we really need a place of refuge.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要有一个我们可以投难的地方。
Praise the Lord, to be in Christ Jesus is that refuge.
赞美神，在基督耶稣里，那就是我们的避难所。
And we not only can rest in Him and find a spiritual environment.
我们不仅在基督里可以有安息，有一个属灵的一个地方。
To be in Christ Jesus is to be in an environment of life.
在基督耶稣里乃是在生命的那个范围里。
May the Lord help us to live in Him.
愿主帮助我们能够活在他里面。
To abide in Him.
住在他里面。
To rest in Him.
安息在他里面
，to depend on him，
来依靠他
，because life is in him，
因为生命是在他里头。
Well, I trust the Lord will bless this message to you, and may we all be helped by it。
我相信我们的主借着这些话语要祝福弟兄姊妹们。
Could we have a word of prayer？
那我们能够再有点祷告吗？
Our Father, we thank Thee for this word that You have given us.
父啊，我们感谢你所赐给我们的话语。
We thank Thee, Father, that You have put us in Your wonderful Son.
父啊，我们感谢你把我们放在你奇妙爱子的里面。
We thank that You put us in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你把我们放在基督耶稣里。
We thank Thee that in Him we could enjoy our abundant life.
我们感谢你，因为在他里面，我们可以享受丰盛的生命。
We thank you in him we could be saved by his life.
我们感谢你，因为在他里面，我们生命能够被拯救。
We thank that you place us in him so that we could reign as kings in life.
我们感谢你，因为在他里面，我们能够在生命中作王。
We pray that you make this real in our daily walk.
我们求你让这些真理成为我们每天走路的时候的实际。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.